This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, during a traffic stop last February, Patrick Mahomes' dad was arrested for his sixth DUI. Mm. Then in April, he was officially charged with his third drunk driving offense. And on Tuesday, he was officially sentenced to just 10 days in jail, along with some other things: 5 years probation, 160 hours of community service, AA classes, enrollment in the DWI repeat offenders program, things like that. But the he could have faced up to 10 years in jail and a hefty, hefty fine. So he got off with a pretty light sentence. His blood alcohol level at the time of his arrest was almost three times the legal limit in Texas.
One time is one too many. To have that many of them and not have learned his lesson.
And following the sentence, he did say, he told the media, hopefully it will enlighten someone else to take these measures and make sure it doesn't happen again. Someone else?
How about
yourself? He did also say that he has been sober and hasn't had a drink since his latest arrest. And hopefully
that continues.
Is the case. Yeah. Yes. Crew members on the JW Westcott, which is the only floating post office in the world, saved another person from the Detroit River on Monday night. So this man was apparently trying to swim across the Detroit River from Windsor to Detroit. This was right around 11 p.m. when crew members on the boat spotted him and they were able to pull him up onto the boat. The swimmer did say that he was an American citizen and he was trying to swim back to the U.S. so that he could visit his father, who lives in Florida. The man, thankfully, had a life ring he was swimming in because somebody threw it to him on the Windsor border.
Yeah.
And he was taken to the hospital. He's going to be okay. But the crew member who rescued him says this guy is lucky to be alive because swimming in the Detroit River at night can be particularly dangerous. You don't say.
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would. Yes. Also, something that could be pretty detrimental to your health is working out a little too hard. Oh. Listen to this. There's a 25-year-old woman in South Carolina who says she is done with CrossFit forever after she worked out so hard that her arms basically exploded. Okay, oh. So she says. So last month, Jessica Johnson decided to do that CrossFit thing, the Murph Challenge.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are aware of it, but you run a mile, you do 300 squats, 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, and then you run another mile.
Yeah.
Which sounds like torture. It kind of is, I guess.
If you're not ready for it, yes.
So this girl, she does work out a lot. She is in shape, but she hadn't done serious upper body workouts in quite some time. And because she went so hard, she ended up with rhabdo. And she said her arms were so sore, so swollen that she couldn't straighten them all the way out. Her friends were calling her the Hulk. So she did decide to go to urgent care, which sent her straight to the hospital. And here is her side of the story. So rhabdo can affect your liver. It can cause kidney failure, kidney damage. It could technically kill you as well. So this girl got to the hospital. She said they cut her arms open.
Got to relieve the pressure.
The swelling.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I felt like when I saw the story, I had to share it because I am a fellow sufferer of rhabdo.
When did
and
that
ended
happen?
Up in the hospital for 5 days. So it can be very serious if you're doing workouts a little too intense.
That you're not,
that
ready,
you're not
for.
Ready for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be careful.
You know your limits.
Be careful.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Oh boy. Finally, this is a quick story. There's a 7-year-old boy in the UK who was recently denied a passport, and his parents were told him that it was all over a Star Wars copyright infringement. So you're thinking, okay, that's weird, except the kid's name was Loki Skywalker. And they named him that because he was born on May 4th.
Yeah.
And they just... Yeah. They named him that for fun, but apparently there's all these copyright infringements with Disney, so they couldn't get a passport. Story went viral. Bottom line is authorities ended up emailing the company or the family and said, you know what? You can get him a passport. You're just going to have to wait a little bit longer.
That's Heather with the news.